probably there is still some more to do to apply those measures to all. For example, when I was speaking about allowance for children orphaned by femicide, it is a good measure, but it is excellent measure only if every children get that allowance. So, for example, I didn't hear your answer about the unified registry of violence. It is important measure because then you will have the possibility to reach every single child, wherever that child lives, whether in cities or in remote rural areas, etc. I'm very much pleased about your answers with regard to the new set of rules with regard to the abortion in cases of rape. But I would also like to hear from you, if you can do that today or maybe tomorrow or in written, about the prospect of the decriminalization of unwanted pregnancies in other cases other than pregnancies coming from rape or pregnancies where health of the mother is endangered. For me, it is very important to understand why do you still keep criminalization of abortion in a cases of fetal malformation. I would really like to understand the legal aim of that provision, of that rule. Also, what is for me important, just to try to ask you again to get your answer, in the situations of states, of legal regulations, when there are still criminalization of abortion, it is extremely important to work on a wider dissemination of the contraceptive methods. So for us, it is important to hear from you. So do you have sexual education in schools with regard to contraception? It is also important, not just for girls, it is also very important to target boys as well. Then, do you provide contraception with a prescription? I know that it is possible in your country to get into the pharmacy and buy birth control pills, but is it also possible to get under the prescription for those people, for those women or men who are in families that we like to call here low-income families or vulnerable families? So how to put all these measures into effect through the legal system? That is what would we like to hear from you. Thank you.
Muchas gracias a usted, señora.
Thank you very much, Ms. Schurlin, for that intervention. We'll now move on to the next speaker, Mr. Sanchez-Pais. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Good afternoon, members of the delegation. I have a very short question, if I may, on the information provided on the allowance given to